Today's Shir Masech Tachlun Daf Kuf Yudalad. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, five lines from the bottom, Itma. Says the Gemara, Itma Hamavashel Chaylev Becholov. If somebody cooks a piece of Chaylev in milk, Ravami Ravasi, it's Machloikus of Ravami Ravasi. Chara Maloika, one opinion is that there's Malkus for this. The Chara Ma'ena Loika, and the other Mandama says that there is no Malkus. And as Rashi explains, the Gemara here is referring to a situation because Rashi is bothered by the fact that the Gemara used the words loika, the word loika, which seems to say only one set of malchus, that we're referring to a situation where he ate chaylev, which was cooked in basa b'cholov, and he got hasra, he got a warning only that he's doing the aveira basa b'cholov. And here we have the machlekes, does he get malchus or not? And the Gemara suggests, Lame Bahakamafbi, that what is the basis of their machlokes? The Madam Loika, the one that says that there is Malkus, Kasavar is of the opinion that Issachal al Isser, and therefore even though that this meat is already Osir because it's Chaylev, it will also still be able to be Osir because of Basa B'cholov. O Madam Ena Loika, the Madam says that there is no Malkus, Kasavar is of the opinion Ein Issachal al Isser. Although the Mefarshim asks, then why is the Gemara only focused on Hamavashel? As we learned and will learn, Bas B'cholov is also Osir B'Hanah. So the Gemara should have spoken about Hanena the Bas B'cholov. So the Mefarshim answer that there is only an Isser of Hanah Bas B'cholov in a situation where there's an Isser Achila. And as our Gemara is going to say, the Isser here is only for Bishol, not for Achila, and therefore where there is no Isser Achila, there is no Isser Hanah either. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, that why don't we say that Bas B'Cholov is an Isser Maisif over Chaylev, because the Rambam holds that Chaylev, as most Isuri Achila, are only Osir if you ate them Kederech Hanah Osoy, in the normal way of eating. Whereas Bas B'cholov, the Rambam says, is osur even shloik keder chanosoy, even if it wasn't eaten in the normal way of eating, and therefore it should be considered a situation of issa maisif that everybody holds issa chalal issur. Answer the achroinim that even though the Rambam says that Bas B'cholov is unique, that it's osur shloik keder chanosoy, that doesn't make it into a new issur. It's just a new technicality, a new point regarding Bas B'cholov. But it wouldn't create a situation of Issa Moisif. So the Gemara is suggesting that the Machloikis here is the issue that we've discussed numerous times, do we say Issa Chalal Issa or not? Says the Merloi, the Kulam, it could be that everybody is of agreement that ain't Issa Chalal Issa. And therefore, Achil the Kulam Loikli, everybody agrees that there is no Isser Achil because Ein Isser Chal Isser, and therefore the Loibaki you would not get Isser for eating Chaylev that was cooked in milk. Ki Pligi. The Machlokes is regarding the Bishul. Now, as we said, we can understand why Hanah is not mentioned, because everybody agrees that there is no Isser Achil, and if there is no Isser Achil, as the Rambam says, there is no Isser Hanah. Ki Pligi. A Bishol. The Machloikas is strictly regarding Bishol. Mandam Loika, the Mandam says Loika, Chari Surihu. There's only one Isser. There's a new Isser of Bishol, that Chaylev is not subject to Isser Bishol, and therefore somebody cooks this, he's Chayiv. Mandam Ein Loika, and the Mandam says that there is no Malkus. Lahochi Afka Rachmono Lachila B'loshin Bishol. We know, as we've discussed many times, the Torah, all of the times when it speaks about Bas B'cholov, says, Loisavashel Gedi B'chalevi Moi, even though only one of those psukim refers to the Issa Bishol, the other psukim refer to Issa Achila and Issa Anah, to teach us, Ki and Achila Lelaki, since over here you can't get Malkus for Achila, because Ein Issa Chalal Isser, therefore, Abishol Lelaki, there is no Malkus for Bishol either. So the Rosh Yosef makes a very powerful point. He says, if we look at the wording of our Gemara, He said the Gemara keeps on speaking about the Isser Malkus. The Gemara doesn't speak about the basic Isser. Why? Says the Rosh Yosef, as we discussed previously, that even if we hold Ein Isser Chal al Isser, all that says is that there is no Oynish. There won't be, as in the case of our Gemara, Malkus. But everybody agrees that there is an Isser. And that's why, says the Rosh Yosef, the Gemara keeps on speaking about Malkus and not about the basic Isser. Because even if we hold Ein Isser Chal al Isser, the basic Isser exists. Vikid Damri, and another interpretation of this Machloikus, is Abishal Kulam Lo Pligi the Lucky. Everybody will agree that there is Malkus for the Bishal. There is no pre-existing Isser for Bishal on Chalif. Since there's no pre-existing Isser Bishal on Chalif, the entire Isser, the Isser Bishal that exists now because of Bas B'Cholif, is an entirely new Isser, and therefore it's certainly Usser. Key pligi, the machloikis will be regarding achila. Will there be also an isra achila in this situation when you cook chaylev and milk? Mandam in a loika. Mandam says that there is no isser, there is no malchus for achila because he holds ein isachal al isser. And therefore, since the chaylev was already osur b'achila before, we apply the concept of ein isachal al isser. Mandam a loika. L'hachi ach rachmana l'achila b'losh and bishul. The Torah used the word Torah when it speaks about achila. Used the word bishul because, as we said, the Torah says loisavashul gadib chalevi moi three times, and one of those times is to teach us that there's an isra achila, to teach us kivin the bishulaki, to make a hekish that if there's a the kivin is a bishul achila nami laki. So the Rishonim, the Achronim asked the obvious question: if we have a rule throughout Shas, as the Ritva, that when we can learn something l'kula, when we can learn a hekesh l'kula, or we can learn a hekesh l'chumra, we prefer to learn it l'chumra. So here, we could have learned the hekesh, like the first mandamer, but we have a hekesh that teaches us that you'll be chayif achila, and then the other mandamer says, ein isachal alisa. But why don't we learn the hekesh, which teaches us the chumra? So Ritva says, Shat as follows. He says, of course, when we can learn a hekesh, l'kula or l'chumra, we prefer to learn l'chumra. But here, what will be the result of learning l'chumra, says the Ritva? The result of learning l'chumra will be that we'll be saying isra chalal isra. And since, says the Ritva, this man, the Amr, holds that the position of Ein Isser Chal al Isser is such a strong halachic statement that can never be undone. Therefore, here, even though normally we would be Makish L'chumra, here we will not be Makish L'chumra. The Lev Aryeh has a different approach. He says, even though typically we do learn a Hekish L'chumra, but as we've said so many times, Bas B'Cholav is a Chiddush, because we start with two items that are really Mutter, and that their combination is Osir, and therefore the regular, normal halachas that apply B'chola Torah Kula do not apply by Basa B'cholof. Another explanation that I saw is that the machloikis here is that the first man, the Amar, holds that we learn that we don't learn achila from bishul, because the entire point of the bishul is only because you shouldn't come to eat the bas b'cholof, and therefore we can't make the achila tali in the bishul. The bishul is tali in the achila. The other mandama says no; they remain two separate isurim. V'bayisema, and another way of understanding this entire gemara is the mara machada or mara machada. That Rav Ami Rav Asi aren't arguing. One is speaking regarding the Issa Bishul, and everybody agrees cooking chaylev in milk is Asur. And one speaks about the Issa Achila, and everybody agrees that there is no Issa Achila because Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Hamavashav Mei Cholov, if somebody cooks in Mei Cholov, says the Braisa, he's potter. And there's a machloikus rishonim what mei cholov is. Rashi explains that mei cholov is nesubei dechalba, otherwise known in English as whey. W-H-E-Y. Whey is when someone makes cheese, so the milk, the pieces of milk that harden, and the leftover liquid is whey. It could be dried, but that is whey. And the Gemara is saying that there is no issa bishah b'cholov, bas b'cholov in mei cholov. Rush explains that the whey is after you take that water, you cook it, and what's left out, left after cooking it, that is the mei cholov. It's also interesting to note that the Rush says that we've discussed previously in our shiur that there's a question, why is cholov, why may we drink milk? Why isn't cholov considered eva menachai? And the Gemara brings specifically mudim to teach us why cholov is not considered eva menachai. Says the Rush in the name of the Rambam, even though the Rambam does not appear in the Mishnah Torah, that the heter of cholov is strictly regarding cholov, not regarding mei cholov. And mei cholov indeed remains in the category of basar of eva menachai. The Beis Yosef, when he quotes the opinion of the Rosh in the name of the Rambam, says that maybe it's only the mei cholov that the Rosh explains is mei cholov. But as we said, the Rush and Rashi have very different definitions of what mei cholov is. Interesting to note is that the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Aleph Sif Hei says mei cholov mutter ruadin lemei mei cholov v'yesh mi shayis behem. First he says that mei cholov whey is permitted of kosher animals. And then he says, V'yesh mi sh'ois behen, and there are those that say that it's also. Writes the Ramah, Sh'aminog, Al-Minig, is Kisvora HaRishoyna. So according to the Ramah, whey is not in the category of Eved Menachai. The Shulchan Aruch, as we said, his first opinion is that it's also mutter, but he says, V'yesh mi sh'oiser, and therefore there are those who follow in the Sfaradi community, who follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch always. And since the Shulchan Aruch does bring down a sheet of Yesh Mish Oyser, the Kafa Chaim says that maybe one should try to avoid eating whey. Furthermore, Rav Vozna, the Shal Satchuva Shevet Alevi, indicates there's another issue that could come up with whey. Because we know that Gvinas Akum, the milk, the cheese made by Akum, everybody agrees it's also. So sometimes the way cheese is made, there are different types of cheeses. Some cheeses are made by heating up the milk, and like that the curds harden and you have cheese. And some cheeses are made by not having to come to a very high degree of heat. Says Rav Vozner in the Shevet HaLevi, any cheese, if it's not made by Jews, and you have an issue of Gvinas Akum, you need to be concerned, he says, about the tam of the Gvinas Akum, if it was heated to such a degree that it would give tam, it would give, it would be above Yad Tzeladis, and it would give tam into the whey, and therefore that whey would be usur because of a new isser, the isser of Gvinas Akum. Furthermore, the Rishonim say that even if we'll say that it's not usur because there's no isser basa b'cholov, the raisa by mei cholov, say the Rishonim, that's only regarding an isser by raisa. But certainly with Rabbanon, there remains an isser of basa b'cholov even by mei cholov, which opens up an interesting question discussed by the Rishonim. Since it's only the Rabbanon, is the Isser only an Isser Achila, or is there also an Isser Bishul by cooking meat with whey? The Ramah says that there is an Isser Bishul even by whey and milk. The Ramah says in Simon Pei Zion, Siv Zion, that there's an Isser Bishel of whey and meat. However, there are Achroinim that say that it's not that the Ramah is paskening, that the Isser Drabonon of cooking whey and basar is not only on Achila but even on Bishel, but that the basis of the Ramah is based on something else altogether. Because the Ramah says there's a new concern by Bas B'cholov, the concern of Maris Ayin. For example, the Ramah says that they used to make parva milk made out of almonds. And the Ramah says that if one is eating meat with almond milk, he has to be careful to put almonds on the table, because otherwise people will think that it's Bas B'cholov. And therefore, say the Achroinim, that the Ramah here too, the reason he's holding you're not allowed to cook meat and make challah is not because the Issur the Rabbanan applies to make challah. It's a new concern of Maris Ayin. Interesting to note that the contemporary Achroinim discuss nowadays that parva milk, non-dairy creamer, but we have to be careful that the non-dairy creamer is indeed parva, or margarine, which are so common to be found parif, will the din of the Ramah that you still have to leave some sort of a hecker on the table to show that it's parif apply. The Sefer Badi HaShulchan says, yes, the Ramah says that whenever you have something that looks like milk together with meat, you need to have a hecker, otherwise we have the concern of Maris Ayin. However, there are Achroinim that are more lenient, and they say that now that it's become so popular to have power of a margarine and power of a creamer, and when it's seen on a table with milk, with meat, no one questions that there's a concern of Bas B'cholov. Therefore, say other Achroinim, nowadays we can be more lenient. So again, Meisrei, it says in the Braisa, Hamavashim Meicholov, if somebody cooks with whey, he's potter from the rice of the Issa Bas B'cholov. Furthermore, Dam Shabishal B'cholov, if somebody cooked blood and milk, again, he's potter. There's no Issa Deraisa. Hatzomais, Hagidim, Vakrofayim, Vatulfayim, Shabishal B'cholov. The bones and the veins and the horns and the hoofs that were cooked in milk also are potter, because they're not considered gedi, they're not considered meat. However, Hapigol, Pigle, we know that somebody had a machshava, but the kohen had a machshava chutzlos manoi. Or noisa, somebody left the carbon past the right time. Tomei, carbon that became tomei. In all these cases, bishul b'cholov, they were cooked in milk, chayiv. Yechayiv. So, isn't this a raya, and that we say issachal al isser? And we said before that you're not. Answered the Gemara. Hi Tana saw the Issachal Alisser. This Tana clearly holds Issachal Alisser. And as the Sefer Torah Chaim explains, isn't it obvious that that's the way to understand the Braisa, that this man Dama holds Issachal Alisser? Explains the Torah Chaim. Since the last Torah of the Gemara, the last device Ema was that everybody agrees that by Bas B'cholov we don't say Issachal Alisser. And as the Gemara explained, the entire Machlokes, the Ramami of Asi weren't arguing. Because one was speaking about Bishul, and one was speaking by Achila. And by Achila, everybody will agree that there is no Malkus. Why? Because everybody, throughout Shas, even if you hold Issachal al Isser, according to that Teretz of the Gemara, everybody held that by Bas B'cholov, perhaps as we said earlier, because Bas B'cholov is a Chiddush, we don't say Issachal al Isser. So therefore, this braisa was somewhat difficult to understand. That's why the Gemara says, no, that there is a Tana that even by Bas B'cholov holds Issachal al Isser. And that's why he goes on to say, the Gemara didn't say as a normally word, Ketanoi, that this braisa reflects the Machloikas Tanoim of Issachal al Isser. Because it could be that even the man Ba'omer that holds Issachal al Isser by Bas B'cholov wouldn't hold Issachal al Isser. That's why the Gemara didn't use the usual language that it normally would. So the Gemara speaks about smei cholov for a moment. Hamavashu smei cholov, if somebody cooks meat in whey, we learned he's part of the silo of Rish Lakish. So the Gemara, this corroborates Rish Lakish's opinion, the Tanan. Mei cholov arei pecholov. The whey has the din of milk. Vamoil, the water that comes out of olives, harei kushemen, has the din like oil. Omer Rish Lakish, to which Rish Lakish says, Lo shonar lahakshas is wrong. We know the Torah says, Mikol ha'oichel ashiyoichel alav ashiyov alav ma'ayin yitma. The Torah says that food, in order to be able to make kabel tumah, it has to become mukshel kabel tumah. The way it becomes mukshel kabel tumah is by becoming wet. Wet doesn't mean strictly with water, but there are seven liquids that make food susceptible to tumah. Kal, yayin, shemen, dam, dvash, cholov, and mayim. How do we know that? Because the Torah uses the words v'chol mashka. So says the Gemara that not only is milk something that is machsha something v'kabel tuma, but so too whey is machsha v'kabel tuma. Why is whey, even though as we're learning in our Gemara, the whey is not really considered cholov, and that's why, as we spoke about a moment ago extensively, there is no issa deraisa or basa b'chola by way. Why over here regarding this, regarding machshel kabel tumah, does the Gemara say that everybody agrees that way has the ability to be machshel food kabel tumah? So the Chasam Sofer explains, because the characteristic that we look for in order to be machshel food kabel tumah is that it should be mashka. It'd be something that we drink, but that's the pasuk that we learn the halacha, the liquids are mash, for the Torah says we call mashka. And whey is something, a liquid, that people drink. Another explanation that Chasam Sofer gives, he says, what are we going to say? That the mei cholov doesn't have the din of cholov. So what does it have a din like? It has a din like water. And water certainly is mashal kabel tumah. So no matter where you turn, whey has the ability to be machshel kabel tumah. If it's water, then it's machshel alts water. And if it's milk, it's machshel alts milk. So again, says Rish Lakish, loy shanu ela hachshes as roim. Avol inyan bishabos b'cholov, when it comes to the issu d'oraisa abos b'cholov, mecholov, whey, enoch cholov doesn't have the din like milk. Says the b'raisa, tana rabbanu b'chalev imoy. If I only had the pasuk, I would know that the Isra Bas B'cholov only applies when you cook milk in the meat of a female goat. B'chalei Paro, Rochel, how do you know if you cook it in a cow or in a Rochel, Minayin, that the Isra Bas B'cholov applies as well? So Rashi asked the question immediately. Didn't we learn in the previous shir that din? The pasuk of Gdi Izim, that the Gemara taught us from there, that only there by Yehuda and by Rivka, where the Torah uses the words Gdi Izim, it means Gdi Izim, specifically goats. Everywhere else, it doesn't. So, why do I have to have this braisa? So Rashi answers that it's evident that this Gemara that we're learning now, doesn't agree with that braisa that we learned in the previous year. Tosfos gives a different teretz. Tosfos says that there are two factors that we look at Bas B'cholov. One is the meat, and one is the milk. So certainly, says Tosfos, based on the Gemara that we learned yesterday from the Pasuk of Gdi Izim, we understand that meat speaks about all types of meat, not specifically the meat of a Gdi. But there's another factor to take into consideration, and that's the milk. And the focus of the Braisa that we're about to learn, says the Tosfos, is how do we know that the milk of any animal is also subject to the halachas of Bas B'cholov? B'chalei Parav Arach Manayim, that the milk of any animal is subject to these halachas. Amit Kavachoymer. Says the Gemara, we're going to say the following Kavachoymer. Omai Imoy. If we speak about the mother, and again, I have to emphasize, as Rashi and the Rishonim emphasize. We don't specifically speak about the mother of this animal. It speaks about the type of animal that the mother is. A goat. That there is no Isser Klayim between a kid and a she-goat, because they're both in the goat family. Nesri ima v'shuloi. Yet the Torah explicitly says that there's an Isser Bas B'chalof. So par v'rochel. Shenesri ima v'habo. And a din shenesri ima v'shuloi. And as the Ritva explains the Kav HaChaimah. The Ritva explains that what does Bas B'chalof say? That we have to distance the Basr from the Cholof. So explains the Ritva to Kav HaChaimah the following way. If by Yedi and its mother, which are not that separated, because as we just said, there is no Issa Klayim, yet there is an Issa Bas B'chalof, certainly where there is an Issa Klayim. So we see the Torah goes out of its way to separate these two animals. Certainly the Torah meant to separate them by the Issa Bas B'chalof as well. That's why the Pasuk says B'chalev Imay. Ask the Gemara immediately. I don't understand. Why do we need a pasuk? The Gemara is saying that we have a pasuk that teaches us this. Why do we need a pasuk? Ha'asilei. Has the Gemara not just taught us al kav chomer? The Rishonim all discuss that in the previous year we already used the words b'chalev imoy as Shmuel taught us to teach us to exclude chalav zocher and chalav shchuta. Of Cholof Tmeya. So how can we use this pasuk besides the question that the Gemara is just about to address for these other purposes, for the purpose of teaching Parv Arachol, we already need it for that limit. So the Rishonim answer that according to this Braisa, Zocher and Shchuta and Tmeya aren't a Havamina, that there should be an Isser Bas B'Cholof. And therefore, there is no need for pasuk for these psukim, and rather we needed to teach us what the Gemara is going to teach us today. Other Rishonim explain that the limud is not from the word the Torah could have just written once b'chalev imoy. Why did the Torah write extra time b'chalev imoy every time that it mentions the Isser Bas B'chalof? So it could come to teach us these new Isurim on top of the Isurim that we learned in the previous year. Answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Mishum de Ikalameima Meika de Dina Pricha. And it's interesting to point out, Rashi keeps on making the point. When we speak about a Kal V'Chaimer, the Kal V'Chaimer sometimes can be refuted from the fact that the Gemara begins and says there's something which is more Kal. That's how Kal V'Chaimer begins. And then the Gemara, and then the Kal V'Chaimer ends, certainly this halacha is by something which is more chomer. So when we try to refute a kal v'chomer, we can refute it from either direction. We can refute it from the kal part, which is an ikra d'dina, from the first part of kal v'chomer, or we can refute it from the chomer part. When the Gemara says Rashi uses the words mishum de ikra l'meima mi'ikra d'dina pircha, it means to refute it from the first part of the kal v'chomer, that we wanted to say that chalev imoy is more lenient because there's no Issa Klayim. That isn't actually correct, says the Gemara. Because Mehech Kamaisis law. What was the beginning of the Kav HaChaimer? We wanted to say if there's an Isser Bas B'Chalof with Imoy, certainly there's going to be by other animals. Says the Gemara, Imoy is not more Kal. Shekein Nesri Imoy B'Shchita. We know there's a din, Oysev Es Benoy. But that's only with its mother. Taimer b'paro, which it's not its mother, shloi nesr ima b'shchita. So therefore, the entire kal v'chomer collapses. Tamaloimer b'chalev imoy. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked another question on this kal v'chomer. The Gemara could have asked that behema tameya that we learned in the Mishnah that there is an issa klayim. But there is no Issa Bas B'Chalof. So you see that they don't travel together. So Rashi says, as he said all along, we prefer to ask from the beginning of the Kal V'Chaimer. Or, Taisa says the Gemara could have asked on this Kal V'Chaimer based on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we learned in the Mishnah, that says that by Chaya V'Oif, there is no Isser Bas B'Chalaf, even though there is an Isser Klein. Says the Gemara Tanya Ibach. But now there's another Braisa. B'Chalev Imoy, Eli Ela B'Chalev Imoy, B'Chalev Achoyse G'doyle Menayim. How do we know that a goat that is not the mother of this Gedi, that the Halacha applies? And Rashi explains that the Gemara here, this version of the Braisa, is not really arguing on the previous Braisa, but rather it's saying it in a different wording. B'chaleiv achoysa g'doyle m'nayim amit kavachoyma. You can make the following kavachoyma. The halacha is that every year ma'isa behema must be taken. From every 10 animals, all the animals are put into a herd, and every 10th animal that goes out the door is branded as ma'isa behema. But the halacha is regarding ma'isa behema that all the animals had to be born in the same year. The halacha is that the mother and a child, by an animal, the gestation period, to be in 1 year. So they do go together for ma'isa behema. Yet, Nasser Imoy Bebishol, there's an Issa B'Shabachalov, Gedi B'Chalev Imoy, Achoyson, it's older sister, that it can never be in the same year of ma'isa behema. Shloy Nechnesa Imoy L'Dil Asa. And again, using the Ritva's approach to Gemara. So they're certainly more separated. Ein Adin Shenasser Imoy Bebishol, Tamaloymer, that's what the Torah has to say, B'Chalev Imoy. Ask the Gemara again the same question. If we have a Kavachoymer, as the Braisa began with, teaching us what is an Issa Basa B'Chola B'Choysa G'dayla. For Lamali Kra, why does the Braisa have to end with a Pasig? Hasile, have we come to this conclusion through the Kavachoymer? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Ashi, again, Shum the Iklameima Me'ikir the Dina Pircha. The question is, you wanted to say that a mother is less separated from its child than the older sister, again using the Ritva's approach, that isn't true. Because Mehech Kamaisis law, what was the basis of Yikava Chaymer? That we wanted to learn from the Imoy, which isn't that separated from its child, because it goes on the same, it can have mice taken from it in the same year. But the mother has this Chumrah, Ma'ali Imoy, she came Nesri Imoy B'Shchita. There's a din of Oysev Espinoy regarding the mother. Toyim B'Choyse G'dayla. When we speak about the older sister, where there is no din of Oysev Espinoy, Shloy Nesri Imoy B'Shchita. So therefore the Kavachoyim is refuted, and therefore says the Braisa, we need to learn that the Issa Abbas B'Cholav applies by an older sister from the words of B'Chalev Imoy. Ask the Gemara, Ashkechan Achoyis G'doyla. So Achoyis G'doyla, who has this built-in separation, as the Gemara just said, the Meiser isn't taken from it and its youngest sibling in the same year. Perhaps only there there's an Issa Abbas B'Cholav. Achoyis Ketana, the Meisim is taken from it in the same year. Minayin, from where do we know that there's an Issa Basa B'Cholov? Answers the Gemara, Asa B'Naya. We learn it from a Tzadah Shava. Mehei Taisi. And the Gemara develops it. Taisi Mi'imoy. If we want to learn the Din of Achoyse Ketana from the Imoy, that can't work. Because Ma'ali Imoy, Shekein Nesir M'Bishchita, by the mother's a Din of Oysa V'Espinoy. For that, Achoyse G'dayla Techiyach, where there also is no din of Oysa V'Espinoy. What are we going to say, Mal Achoyse G'dayla, Shloy Nechnasi Imoy L'Dilas Aser, it's not taken Meiser in the same year? Imoy Techiyach, where Meiser, as we said before, is taken from the same year. The Chaz Adain, and then we go round and round. What is the bottom line? Loi Rizek Rizek, V'loi Rizek Rizek. However, at Tzadah Shavash Behen, Shubasar, whenever you have milk, Vassal Vassal B'Cholov, Af and the Ovi Achoyset Kana, which is certainly Basar, Vassal Vassal B'Cholov, and there's going to be a din that a Basar B'Cholov there. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning this way, Iachi Achoyset G'doyla Taisi B'Naya, where can we learn the halacha of Achoyset G'doyla also from a Tzad Shava between the halacha of Imoy and a Para? And we'll say that if the Imoy has the Isser of Oisves Benoy, a Para doesn't. And if Para has the Issa Klayim, Imoy doesn't. The Tzara Shavu is that by all meters Bas B'Cholov. answers the Gemara, Enochanami. We don't need a Pasuk Fachoysa Gedoyle either. So what does the Pasuk of a Chalev Imai come to teach me? The Bible of Tanya, the Chalev Imai, Eli Elab Chalev Imai. I would only think that you can't cook the meat of the kid in its mother's milk. He be'atzva b'chal b'manayim. How do we know that if first an animal gave out milk, and then you slaughtered that animal, that you may not cook the meat in its own milk? He atzva b'chal b'manayim. Amrit kavachoyma. We make the following kavachoyma. Umar b'mokon, shalay nesra pre-b'shita. If in a case where the two kids from the same mother, there is no din of oisilas benoy, nesra pri imayim b'shmita, but with its mother there is a din of oisilas benoy, so nakoim shenesra pri and pri imabeshel. So in a situation that you can't cook meat with milk, you can't cook the kid and the milk of its mother, and it din shenasa pri imayim b'vishol, then you can't certainly cook, then certainly there will be an isser basa b'chalof. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that even if in a place where you can't shech, where you can't shech together two siblings, but you can't shech the child with its mother because of isser b'nai, so certainly if you can't cook, well, you can't cook because you can't cook two siblings' meat and milk together. That means you can't pre and pre means that you can't chef, you can't cook the kid in the milk of its mother, and they're both peiros of the mother, because the kid is a peiri of its mother and the milk is a peiri of its mother. Then certainly it should be usher to cook the pre in with its mother. So if you can't cook the two kids together, the milk and the kid, you certainly can't cook the milk in its own meat, the kid in its own milk. Kamaloyim of a chalev imay. Ask the Gemara the same question. Halam likra. If we have a kavachomer to teach us this din, postulate, we have a kavachomer, why do we need the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amarat Duvi Barami, Hashim de Iklameimer, we could refute this Kavachimer. How can we refute this Kavachimer? In a situation when you have a sus, a horse, which is the child that both of its parents are horses, and it has a sibling that is a mule. That means the mother, who is a horse, had relations with a donkey and it had a mule. That there we have a situation that the pre and pre, a horse and a mule, are also to be mated. Mutter pre and main. So it'll be mutter with its mother because its mother is a horse and it is a horse, even though it's also with its sibling. So you can't say that if it's also to mix two peiros together, it's certainly also to mix a peiro with its mother, because here we just gave an example where two peiros are also, the horse and its sibling, the mule, yet the horse is permitted with its mother. Answers the Gemara, that isn't a good refutation, because hasam, there's an outside factor to take into consideration. Zera after the garden. The issue isn't the sibling versus the mother. The issue is that there's a father here who is a donkey. But it has nothing to do because of comparing siblings to parents. And what's the proof? Because let's say if we'll have a mule that was born from a donkey and a female horse, and that female horse had another mule child, that there the halacha will be mutter pri and pri, the two donkeys will be allowed to mate, vasa pri and main. So we see that here is a whole different factor to take into consideration. The factor is the father. Ella, Omer Ma'abarei Ravina, Mishum Diklameima, the Gemara goes back to try to refute the Kavachomer. Eved ben Shifcha, if there's an Eved Kanani whose mother is a Shifcha, Achim Meshuchreris, whose sister was freed from being a slave, Yechia. Shasa Pri and Pri, he can't live with his sister, because his sister's a full-fledged Jew, and he is a Eved Kanani. Umuta Pri and Ma'aim, but he may marry his mother. So Rishonim say, most Rishonim explain he can't marry his mother, because even by an Eved Kanani, the din is that he can't live with his mother. But the point is that he can live with a Shifcha, who's in the same halachic status as his mother. Others say it's referring to a situation that if he was born to his mother while she was not just Jewish, and then he became an Eved Kanani, and the halacha is that Eved Kanani has to go through Geirus, and Geirushin is Geir Kikotin Shinoi L'Domi, and that Geir Midaraisa, he's a newborn child, newborn individual, can have relations with his mother who's still not Jewish. Says the Gemara, so we see that we can't say that we treat Imoi more strictly than siblings, because in this case, we're treating siblings more stringently than an imoy. Says the Gemara Hassam, it isn't, that isn't the factor. There the factor is get shichru the gagarim. The fact that the sister got his get shichru and he didn't. And what's the proof? The Eved ben Shechreris, achi shifcha yechiyach. That what would be the halacha if an Eved had a mother who was a shifcha kananis and she was free, and his sister wasn't free? The Deir HaLoch will be Shemota Pri and Pri. He'll be allowed to have relations with his sister, with his sibling, Vosha Pri and Mame, and he won't be allowed to have relations with his mother. So we see it has nothing to do with the relations of siblings versus mothers. It has to do with who had Shechur and who didn't. Ela Amar Avidi, Mishum De'ikla Meima, Kale Yisroel Mechicha. The reason this Kavachayim could be refuted, because we can learn from the halacha of Kali Zroi, Shasa Pri and Pri. The halacha is you can't mix two different seeds, Umutar Pri and Ma'ein, but you can put the seed with its mother, the mother being the karka, the ground from where all seeds grow. Says the Gemara, Klom Nasa Pri a Pri Elei De'ein. This that we say that with stricter. So the Maharaj wants to say, again, from here we see that at times the Torah is stricter pre with pre than with pre with the aim. Says the Maharaj, it has nothing to do with the relationship of pre with pre versus pre with aim. There it has to do because of the aim. What's the proof? The chiti v'sari b'kada, that we had two different seeds in a basket, loimitsu, they wouldn't be usur. There is no issa client unless they're planted together, and therefore it's a whole different factor. It's the planting that's the factor, and therefore we can't bring a raya. Elva Ravashi, the reason the Kavachomer is refuting Mishum Dikomema, Ma'ala Pri and Pri Shekein Shnei Gufmei. When we speak about two Gedi B'Chalei Imoy, that they're two separate entities, Tama Pri and Ma'ein, when we speak about the animal in its own milk, that they come from Guf Echot, they all come from the same animal. Maybe there should not be an Issa Bas V'Cholov. Shemachi Issa Krah, that's what we need a pasuk to say, that the Issa Bas V'Cholov even applies there as well. Says the Gemara, Omer of Ashi, Benayim L'Bas V'Cholov Shas B'Achila. How do we know that Bas V'Cholov is also B'Achila? And as the Shenemar, Lo'Yisoychol Kol Te'eva, the Torah says, "Vaysoichel kol ta'eva, kol sheta'afti l'cha harayu ba'toichel." Anything that the Torah says that is abominable may not be eaten. The Rishonim, of course, all ask that, as we've discussed numerous times and will discuss, isn't there the Tanit Beirut Shmuel that says the fact that the Torah says Vaisavashim Viva Chalev Yimoy three times, that is the proof that there's an Isser Achila by Bas Bechola. So why do we need this pasuk of Vaisavashim Kol Teiva? So some say the Tanya of Yishma doesn't agree with the limud of Vaisavashim Kol Teiva, because Vaisavashim Teiva is a Lav Shebeklolus, and for Lav Beklolus there is no Malkus. Another pshat is that this is only the opinion of Rav Ashi, not everybody agrees from it. Another pshat is that we need Rav Yishmael for the case of Kivega says this pshat, when we cook the Chatzi Kazayis of Basar and a Chatzi Kazayis of Cholov, that there still is an Issa Basar B'Cholov. Eli Ela B'Achila, continues the bright Gemara, Vano Minayim, how do we know that there's an Isser Hanoah by Bas B'Cholov as well? Kribavua. Dom Ravua Mrabalotha. Komakum Shanema Loyoichel, Loysoichel, Loysoichel. Wherever the Torah uses these kind of words, Echer Isser Achilov, Echer Isser Hanoah B'Mashma. Included in it is an Isser Hanoah. Achi Yifra L'cha Kosov, Kedar Shapar L'cha B'Nevela, unless the Torah expressly tells you that there is no Isser Hanoah. Because the Torah says, we get by the nevela, the cycle called nevela, the gerish is baraka to the nana by choloi, or machul and nochul. The editor says, the ger ben asina, that you could give the ger the nevela, or life kacham and mechira, or sell it to the life kacham. The ger here means a ger taishiv. Hachloikus around chas, what is a ger taishiv? Either it's an individual who is makabal the zaymet neinoyach, or another opinion is it's somebody who accepted not to worship by the zara, another pshat is that he accepted all the mitzvahs except the mitzvah of Macholos Asuris. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, V'yisachol kol nevelo l'gerish v'sherecha tatnana v'achloi oi mochla nachri eli ela l'ger b'nesina. From the Pasuk pshat in the Pasuk it teaches us that we can give it to the ger toshiv l'k'oiv k'cham v'mechira l'ger v'mechira v'nai. How do we know that it could be sold to the ger as well? Tamalayma l'ger tatnana o'mochla. We learn it from the extra oy. How do we know that we can give it to an avkachavim? Tamloima tetmenu and machla nachri. Nimtza echager vecha avkachavim beim bechir beim nesina. Both of them you could either sell to or give to. Divrei Rameya. Yudam advarim kachavim lager benesina. The only thing you can give with a ger is benesina and avkachavim mechira. Although there's machlokes rishonim, how to learn Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi learns Rabbi Yehuda as the simple reading of the Gemara. A ger may only be given a gift, and a goy may only be sold. Other rishonim say that Rabbi Yehuda is focused on the selling to the goy, that it has to be sold to him. But regarding the din of a ger, he would agree to sell to a ger. My time Rabbi Yehuda, ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold this way? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Isak Kadafa to the Kamer Rameya. If Rameya were correct, that either way works both by a ger and by a goy, lift the Rachman alay sochel kol nevela, the ger shvishrech tatnena, vahachloy machoy, oy lomeli. And why would I need to say oy? Shmam no, ledvarim to the Savim Hudasa, le ger bin a sin, oy kacham mechir is strictly that way. Rameya oyma, vahachai oy, what do I need the oy? Vahagin a sin of the ger, and mechir that kachavim. That even though the halacha is that you could do either or, it's preferable to sell, give it to the ger toshiv rather than to sell it to the goy. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, b'hag nesina the ger l'mechir dav kham l'tzar kra svarhu zuat mitzuva lach yosei. We have an obligation to support the ger toshiv zuat mitzuva lach yosei. As Rishonim explained, since it's something that really doesn't have much value, so certainly we have this not expensive item, we should give it to the ger rather than sell it to the guy.